This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We keep hearing there's a labor shortage, but it's also a job opening overabundance. I'm David Brancaccio. If you want to hire, think about letting the person work from home. That's just one takeaway from a review of a private sector report on the job market. On Thursdays, we get a consultation from Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been looking at some of this data about help wanted postings. I won't say signs, but notices. There's a lot of jobs that companies are desperately trying to fill.
Yes, it's really interesting. The Indeed Hiring Lab does a lot of work on this. They're showing a 50% increase in the first couple of weeks of November since February 2020 in job postings. And they've really seen a pivot from just the low-wage job postings we saw early on in reopening to high-wage job postings. Now they're even seeing to the point of low-wage in-person, fully in-person job postings are about equal to the high-wage, fully remote job postings. And of course, most job seekers they're tracking are looking for more fully remote options or hybrid options. And that really gets to this underscoring how, you know, much demand surge we've seen in the demand for workers.
Okay, so openings, what about the other side of this? People who are in the labor force looking to take some of those jobs?
Well, we're only seeing in October 7.4 million active job seekers. And even as we attempt to pull those workers in, you're going to see many workers that are still unable to come back in the labor force. I had a colleague this week actually, you know, face one of those situations where her child had someone test positive in class and her daughter is now quarantined at home. It's really hard for workers to come back from the sidelines, but we've just never seen such an extraordinary mismatch between the surge in demand. Everyone focuses on the supply, but this is an extraordinary surge in demand that's well above anything we can possibly supply right now.
Grant Thornton's chief economist, Diane Swonk in Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Diane referred to the Indeed Hiring Lab. I should disclose or remind you that Indeed.com is an underwriter of this program. President Biden is calling on his Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether sharply rising gasoline and natural gas prices at the retail level are due to some kind of illegal conduct. The president points out that the price of unfinished gasoline went down 5% in October, yet the price at the pump for the finished stuff went up 3%. The average price of gas is up 60% from a year ago, and that's not all a pandemic distortion. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
David, the president is specifically pointing to the cost of unfinished gasoline. That's mixed with other liquids to make up the stuff that we pump into our vehicles. And yes, the president sent a letter to the FTC pointing out that price discrepancy you just mentioned, the price of unfinished gasoline down 5%, prices at the pump up 3%. And Biden is questioning whether there's any anti-competitive and potentially illegal conduct going on here among oil and gas companies. But analysts who study oil and gas markets say that that's unlikely, that wholesale and retail prices do diverge at times.
And on the industry side of this?
Well, the big companies have not commented publicly, but their lobby group, the American Petroleum Institute, has, calling Biden's letter a distraction. The group says oil and gas markets are regulated and closely monitored, and if the Biden administration wants lower energy prices, it should be encouraging more American oil and gas development. Now, Democrats in Congress have another idea, David. They've been increasing calls on the White House to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which would increase supply and likely reduce prices. That's the theory. The administration has also asked OPEC, the group of oil-producing nations, to more aggressively increase supply, but they haven't done it yet.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. Crude oil this morning is down 0.8%, $77.74 a barrel as traded in New York. Regular gas nationwide averages $3.41 a gallon this morning, according to AAA. For people who have one of those high compression engines that requires premium gas, the price today is $5.21 a gallon in San Rafael, California, just north of San Francisco.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
There's also news today that the Biden administration is pulling together several billion dollars to distribute as a cushion for consumers, given the much higher winter heating and utility bills to come. This money is largely from funds allocated to the coronavirus relief package. Natural gas production is part of the equation, and Marketplace's Andy Euler was in Northwest Louisiana reporting on this industry on Tuesday. And he's now about 3 hours south of there in the town of Hackberry. It's near Lake Charles. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Spikes in energy prices, like we're seeing now, can often lead to consolidation in the energy industry. So what drew you right now to this shale oil fracking territory near Shreveport?
Right. So for me, it was to get a sense of what was happening in the Haynesville, why the Chesapeakes and Southwestern Energies of the world were trying to acquire basically anything they could up here. I spent time talking to people about their land leases, about things like that. And then I really wanted to get a sense of sort of where that natural gas was going. So I got on state highways and drove down here to the south, where eventually, that natural gas is going to be sold. It's going to be sold to petrochemical plants. It's going to be sold to refineries. It's also going to be liquefied and shipped overseas in these liquefied natural gas terminals, which are absolutely huge. They take up miles of land down here. You notice them immediately when you get into Lake Charles. Hundreds of trucks in the parking lot. Folks down here tell me that in some form or fashion, just about all the jobs in town have something to do with natural gas.
Now, on your last point there, the U.S. has a lot of natural gas from these fracking techniques. And remember, not too long ago, oil and gas companies had so much overflow, they were burning a lot of it off. But these days, there's a big market for the gas, as you point out, in other countries. Thing is, companies have to figure out how to get that gas over there.
That's exactly right. That's the struggle right now, right? The U.S. is already exporting about 50% more liquefied natural gas this year than we were last year. But many analysts I've spoken to say that there's plenty more where that came from. The issue is that there just isn't the infrastructure in place to send it overseas. Like I was telling you, these plants, these terminals, these liquefied natural gas entities and infrastructure, they're huge. And so they take a long time to build. And they also take a lot of money to build. In April, there were apparently about a dozen companies trying to get construction permits to build LNG terminals down here. Many have fallen by the wayside just because of basically money. I understand that there's room for about three or four more terminals down here. And I'm touring an LNG facility tomorrow to get a better sense of everything that goes into building one. I can tell you right now, before that tour, that these are huge capital-intensive projects, and these companies are going to have to convince investors that it's worth their money to do so.
Even with these rising prices. Marketplace's Andy Euler in Hackberry, Louisiana. Thank you very much.
Sure thing, David.
And if you can make electricity sustainably, you can make hydrogen, which can be pumped into cars, trucks, and buses as a greener source of energy for transportation. Well, what about airplanes? Singapore has a new deal with aircraft maker Airbus to look into hydrogen-powered planes. One early step is a feasibility study on a hydrogen production hub at Singapore's airport. Airbus is thinking it'll be, I don't know, about 14 years, 2035, before a hydrogen airliner can hit the market. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.